Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all along the line on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, their website, and we're also on the Salem Media Group on many of their selected stations, especially in the larger markets in America. We appreciate that very much. And you can also hear us on various independent stations around the countryside and a great cross-section of people that we talk to every night, six nights a week. Now, you can also hear us around the world via the Internet, on the Internet stream that's out there. And, of course, we're also heard on my website that way. No player is needed. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Just click on the link and you'll listen to the show. And we're also on the satellite as well. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers out there, our bulk mail haulers out there doing the job that they're doing, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so that we can get on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on X as at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is along with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. And don't forget the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it's a balmy 82 degrees right here, right now, so we'll take it. And a great day after the victory by the Bucks yesterday, which now they're 2-0 for the third year in a row. Kyle, that's the first time that's happened.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're all in shock. All right, let's say the pledge. You guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, a Biden aide, who just happened to be Jake Sullivan, spent 3 days talking to a Chinese diplomat who happened to be their foreign minister with talks, and according to Sullivan, they were constructive. Well, what do you suppose the fly on the wall was listening to?
Are you asking me that?
Sure.
Actually, it was 2 days, a total of 12 hours, over 2 days in Malta with their foreign minister, Wang. Now, we can't seem to have any kind of conversation with any foreign leader, any country, unless it includes climate change. Mm-hmm. Do you think that China cares about climate change?
The Hell no. That is, of course not.
No.
Nope.
Okay. But, you know, they're trying to set the table in cool tensions between the two countries, because later this year, we don't know exactly when, Biden is supposed to have a confab with President Xi. So I think what they're trying to do is set that table. All right, so having said that, we've been groveling. I mean, think of how many people have met with top Chinese officials from the United States here in the last 6-8 weeks. I mean, we're virtually groveling.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying, you know, military to military, China quit taking our phone calls, just like Russia did.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to fix that. And, you know, this administration has made such a mess of everything. But they're not having conversations with China on the things they should be having conversations about. Let's not forget that it is China who is or has bought or has taken over a Russian military base in Cuba to do eavesdropping.
Right.
Now, do you think that was any part of a conversation? No.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So what are these conversations really about? Well, whatever it is, I would say that it's worse than we think because we're doing so much groveling. And, you know, they got to come away with, it's productive. Well, what the heck does that mean? You know, productive in what realm? You know, we get these readouts, which I think is a ridiculous term, of these meetings. And, yeah. We discussed military-to-military cooperation and climate change.
Like the 103 planes they threw at Taiwan over the weekend. All right.
Exactly.
All right, hold the fork. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after we take this break. So don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more in store as we talk about common sense. Here's Jeff.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All of that.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, along with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by GEICO. That's right, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O is the way you spell that. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers and have been doing so for more than 85 years. Now, if you want to take your car or your truck and see what you can save in the way of money, just go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over to their website, geico.com, and run a comparison check on the insurance you've got and the insurance that they'll offer, which would be the same type of coverage, and see if they can save you money. Now, they offer coverage for your car, your truck, and you can bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and save even more money on the policy. But where you save more money than that is when you go and add your homeowners, your renters, or your GEICO insurance condo policy to this. Yep, your condo, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, and all of that will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And you'll be glad you did, more than likely. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey, Denise.
Good morning.
All righty. Now, we've got Aaron on the line first. We've got two callers. Aaron from Colorado. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Captain Deese, the president of Ukraine has come to America with his hat out for $24 billion of American taxpayer money. And here in Denver, Colorado, I got kids going to school in the summertime, and they don't have air conditioning in their schools. So, I mean, some of that $24 billion could trickle down here in Denver, Colorado, so these schools in Denver, Colorado can now have some air conditioning, so these kids can learn their basics so they can get education here in America. And another thing, NATO, Denise, is not matching what America has given to Ukraine. NATO has only matched half or even less that. So, I mean, NATO ought to be matching what America is giving or even giving more to this insanity that's going on in Ukraine. But anyway, Cap, Professor Pontic, Denise, adios.
What do you think, Denise?
No argument from me.
No.
And I would say, and I'm going to continue to say it, everything that the United States has promised to Ukraine comes 6 months too late.
Mm-hmm.
6 months. Including, I would argue, any kind of aid or support from the very beginning. You know, Biden came out and said that this invasion was a surprise. Well, it wasn't a surprise because the first part of the invasion happened in 2014 under the Obama administration.
Right.
So... if we had done the right thing early on, I mean, immediately, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Nope.
So, you know, I understand people want to hate Zelensky for, you know, asking for whatever, everything that he's asking for. But, you know, I would say he's now really proven who he's fighting against. And it's not just Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's China. It's North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's Iran.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, well, I don't like it, but it is what it is.
Okay, caller number two, Bagamon Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I see where Trump is saying that he asked for soldiers ahead of those riots, like 3 days, like 10,000 soldiers he asked for, and Pelosi just turned him down. And I think that that ought to be investigated further, because if that can be proven, that actually Pelosi has a whole lot of culpability for what happened there, because it sounds to me like the Democrats were designed to try to make it happen. All right,
yeah.
That's it, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Janice.
Sure, words haven't been spoken. I wrote an article 3 days after it happened saying that Pelosi allowed this to happen on purpose because she knew every bit of what was going on, and she told so many people to stand down and let it happen. Well, I was afraid that when I wrote that piece that I was an idiot. Turns out
No, you were spot on.
I guess I was. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't believe it. I just had a feeling in my gut that this was allowed to,
mm-hmm.
and I would argue that the way it was sold out of the January 6th committee,
mm-hmm.
they're blaming everything on all MAGA and Trump in order to cover up what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, one more caller. Ian, what's up?
Got a comment, a question, then I'm going to go away. You guys are all there crying for Ukraine. I don't give a rat's behind about Ukraine or Russia. That's a border dispute between those two. Let them fight it out. We don't have a dog in this fight. Zelensky's not fighting for freedom and democracy and all that. That place is a dictatorship under Zelensky, okay? The invasion I care about is the one that's been going on since 1965 from our southern border. When are you guys going to get off this Ukraine bullcrap? That's just a big laundromat for bribe and the elite to launder their money. That's why they won't give up. They got too much to lose. Don't die for Ukraine and Russia. Let them two slug it out. And what about the invasion that's going on across our border? Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, he's talking about the southern border with Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've been as angry about that as anything. You know, on my own radio show, I probably do 3 interviews, 4 interviews every couple of weeks on that very issue and what is happening there. I would like for some politician to be asked the question, are you willing to drop your sovereign immunity protection, and are you willing to be part of a criminal conviction for those people that, one, die because of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border? Because not one Democrat has voted the way they need to vote when it comes to protecting the southern border. The only ones that are fighting for it as best they can are the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of pieces of legislation out there and concepts and ideas to close that southern border. And the Democrats refuse to do it. So are they willing to be sued for criminal conspiracies standing with the cartels?
No. And remember, DeSantis last week again said that he's willing to fire a few missiles on the other side of the border if he has to take out the cartels.
If he has to.
Yep.
If he has to.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Kyle.
Well, maybe on a little bit of a lighter note, Denise, I guess we're going to come up with some of these back-to-school sales, I'm sure, of sweatshirts and stuff like that. That's going to benefit Senator Fetterman, isn't it? Because the dress code is now changing.
I don't know anything more disgusting than for Senator Schumer to allow the dress code to fall on the floor, all to accommodate Fetterman.
Yep.
Here's an interesting thing. A lot of people don't know this. Because of the dress code that we've had, Fetterman is not allowed on the Senate's chamber during, business.
Mm-hmm.
So what he has to do is he has to go to the cloakroom or to the door if he wants to vote. But he can't set foot. So in order to fix that so this cat can vote, because he refuses a dress code, they dropped the dress code.
Yep.
And they dropped the dress code for everybody.
Yep.
Except for those people that decide they're non-senators that want to visit the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? How many other states, our American values, we keep hearing this isn't our, these aren't our values. Well, our values are falling on the floor here, and there's one of them. I mean, that's the most ridiculous, disgusting thing I know of. And even Chuck Schumer himself says that he's going to continue to wear a coat and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're dropping a dress code. Now, remember, under Pelosi, the House kind of did the same thing. Because remember some of the others were dressing over there, the Democrats were dressing over there in protest?
Yep.
Including that crazy congressman, Colin, I think, from Tennessee, that decided to bring a Kentucky box of Kentucky Fried Chicken on the floor.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Bye.
All right. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yep, I remember that. I sure as heck remember that. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with a little military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update.
President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. The meeting comes as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine as the nation continues to fight against Russia. Nearly 13,000 auto workers are continuing their strike, demanding better pay and benefits from three factories, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from California joins Fox News Sunday and reacts to critics who claim President Biden is mishandling the situation.
The workers are in the right. The big three auto companies are not. Gene Sperling on the president's team is siding with the workers. I believe the question is, are you going to side with the workers to get higher wages? Or are you going to side with the big three auto companies? And the president is clearly on the side of the workers.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. Go over there, check out their website, see how you can help. You can certainly volunteer and become a member of the Concerned Veterans for America and give them some help when they have different things that they're doing, as well as if you want to be a contributor, you can give them some financial support too, because they are on their own. They are not contingent to any particular group or entity. They are on their own. ConcernVeteransForAmerica.org. And, of course, you hear the Florida director, Jimmy Smith, on the program every Thursday. And we're going to have quite a conversation this Thursday again when he comes on. So that's CV4A.org. CV, the number 4A.org. Check it out. I'm sure you'll be glad with what you see. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
General Milley, who is supposed to be getting replaced as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he's merely keeping the seat hot while we wait to see what Tommy Tuberville is going to be doing. But General Milley says the U.S. military is not woke. But on the other hand, he comes back and says that North Korea's weapons likely won't help Russia's war on the Ukraine. Well, what is it there, General Milley? You know, if you got more beans and more bullets and more big guns than the other guy, you just might be the victor in a lot of these battles, you think?
Well, right. Typically, battles and wars in general are won by attrition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you have more than the other side, then generally speaking, that gives you the prime advantage.
Now, we do hear that Russia is trying to extort, I guess that's a good word, extort recruits from Cuba and elsewhere by telling them what a great deal they can have and they can make all kinds of money and et cetera, et cetera. And maybe it's true, maybe it isn't true, but did they ever tell anybody you got to stay low, you got to keep down so that you don't get shot?
Right. Sounds like join up and see the world. Well, maybe really just Ukraine and parts of Russia. And if you survive, you can do this, that, and the other thing. That doesn't sound too enticing.
No, but my point is that Milley, and by the way, he is part of the woke culture in the military. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the very few chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that did not come out of the service academies, one of the very few.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, what do you got on your plate there, Kyle?
All right, well, Captain, yes, we've got an update here. Of course, we've been following this story for the program this morning, and that is the U.S. military, of course, is now asking for the public's help to find an F-35 fighter jet, a Marine Corps jet, that went down somewhere near North Charleston, South Carolina. Joint Base Charleston tweeted out yesterday that they were attempting to locate the F-35 that was involved in a mishap. The pilot did eject safely. We understand he was taken to a hospital, we understand. But the public's asking for any help. They're saying if you have any information, call them. Call the Defense Base Defense Operations Center at 843-963-3600. That's 843-963-3600. And again, they don't know where it went down. Presumably at this point, Captain, maybe it went down in the water because nobody's seen anything obvious yet.
Well, if you don't have a fire or smoke from something that obviously would have caught fire and blown up, then obviously it's got to be in the water.
That's right. So this would have all occurred around 2 p.m. local time. So mm-hmm. If you saw something up in the sky, and certainly seeing a pilot eject from an F-35 would probably catch your attention if it's low enough, you know, to be observable.
Well, yep. Okay. So what else is going on?
Well, you know, Captain, as well, we've got many military officers now are starting to speak out about Senator Tuberville's hold on promotions,
mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we're hearing about it being an issue of readiness and so forth. Even General Mark Kelly, we understand, the head of Air Combat Command, said to reporters earlier this week at a defense conference that they're on the fringe of losing a generation of champions, in his words.
Well, that has to do with training, and obviously if you don't have leaders at the top to determine what training needs to be done and how it needs to be done, then you're going to have a problem. And that's where they're at with all of this, I do believe, in my opinion. But the other thing is that I'm sure that they all know in the Senate that they could vote on each and every one of these promotions that are on this list one by one by one by one. Would it take a while? Sure, but they can do it. Why won't they?
Well, there may be that's where the political aspect comes in. It's like, well, as long as it looks like Tuberville's holding this whole thing up, we can kind of blame him, thereby blame the Republicans, etc., as opposed to doing a workaround, which sounds viable from what you're describing.
Well, it is viable, but the Republicans don't have enough seats to get it going. But you would think that the Democrats want to get some motivation and maybe get a few people to like them a little bit more than they do because they're not very well respected anymore and they're losing ground. As fast as they think they gain it, they lose it again. This might be a way for them to to step up to the plate and do a little something.
Indeed, yes.
But what do I know?
Well, but again, yes, you know, the politics of this are pretty bad, you know, in terms of even on both sides, because obviously we're holding up all these things. I think Tuberville's making his point, but at some point you also have to have that readiness factor, and then holding that up can be detrimental.
Okay, what else you got?
All right. Well, it looks like the United Kingdom is now designating the Wagner Group as terrorists. So I don't know if that's late to the game or what here, but obviously the future of the Wagner Group is definitely going to be incredibly important, depending on how they might be used by Vladimir Putin, not just in Ukraine, but in other parts of the world as well.
Sounds a little late to me.
Yes, exactly. Well, you exactly know, right.
Well, you know, we talked a few minutes ago with Denise about the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan having chats with the Chinese foreign minister. It was over a two-day period. They chatted, but they were together for 3 days. They had one day, I guess, to look at the scenery or something wherever they were at. Where were they in? Where, they were overseas someplace. I forgot where.
In Malta, I believe. Malta?
Okay, Malta. All right, Malta, yeah. So they had one day to kind of look at the scenery and whatnot. But you got to wonder, because China could just sit there and laugh at us. They know we can't do anything about anything.
Well, right. See, that's the thing. I think that they look at the reluctance on the part of the United States to bring up some of these very salient problems and factors, and they look at it as weakness.
Well, it is weakness. And by the way, speaking of weakness, did you see Biden come down the steps of the helicopter when he got back?
I think I did, yeah. It was at nighttime or something. He was getting off the helicopter.
Well, it wasn't quite nighttime, but he was dressed in a suit, and he was being very careful about stepping down those steps and almost tippy-toeing down, like as if he was getting prepared to fall. He had both hands on the rails on each side, not just one side, each side, and just tippy-toeing down, being very careful.
Yeah, that I must have seen a different thing, is he wasn't dressed in the suit for that one, but okay. But he's got it. He's got ongoing issues about this, going up and downstairs, for goodness sake.
And then when he comes across the White House lawn, it's like he's tippy-toeing across, making sure that he doesn't trip over his own feet.
Well, and especially
it's
with
obvious.
Someone who has. Yes, well, especially someone who has exhibiting some of the conditions that he seems to be doing, the grass can be uneven, right? The ground can be uneven, and that's where you sometimes, unfortunately, we see seniors can have some difficulty traversing that, and so that's, they have to be very careful for him, there's no doubt.
All righty, here comes the music, and on deck, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, so hang on, Kyle, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Chris Markowski, too, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out. And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Family Automotive's Acura dealership, which is located on North Florida Avenue, directly beside the Moss Nissan dealership. You've got Moss Nissan on one side, Moss Acura on the other side, on the same side of the street on North Florida Avenue. Now, keep in mind, Moss Family Automotive is the original home of You Serve, You Save, which means active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal to them for your service to America. And your Moss Acura or certified or pre-owned vehicle will also always come with free oil changes, Moss Care, they call it, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So go over to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And check it out and see what they can do for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And now we're going to go down here and check up with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
You know, when it comes to money, when it comes to comparisons, I'm just going to run something by you and see what you think. Real family income surged under President Trump. under President Biden, family incomes have crashed. For example, President Trump increased the annual real family incomes by more than $6,000, and under Joe Biden, real family incomes have fallen $7,400 for a difference of $13,400. Quite a difference, huh?
Yeah, and I think those numbers are off, quite frankly, Captain. You know, it's just, no matter where I go, and you know, I'm afforded the opportunity, like yourself, you know, meet with people on a regular basis. I mean, it's the number one, as far as I'm concerned, at least for me, it is the number one topic of conversation. It's just the cost of living here in the United States and just how absolutely insane it is.
Mm-hmm.
Food and energy and the, you know, the things that we need to spend money on every single day. And again, I'm going to be honest with you. It just didn't start during the Biden administration.
No.
Has it gone parabolic? Yes. No doubt about it. It's gotten, it went insane. It was like straight up during the Biden administration. There's no doubt about that. But this has been something that's been going on for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even look at things like health insurance. I mean, I'm a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to provide for health insurance and the costs that are involved in health insurance after Obamacare, when we were told that, our health insurance is going to go down by $2,500. It's skyrocketed. You know, the cost of food,
mm-hmm.
the cost of energy, tolls, coffee, everything that, you know, the items that we have to spend money on every single day have been going up for a long time. It's parabolic now, and right now it's hitting families very, very hard. Let me tell you something else as well. Housing is
yeah.
insane. Wall Street Journal last week had a really great piece. And I did a major podcast on it last week talking about the homelessness problem that we have with baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, they're talking about Florida and Collier County and Pasco County and Hillsborough County and the amount of baby boomers that are, you know, they can't even afford housing
mm-hmm.
anymore. And I, you know, you go back to the late, back to 1980, you compare it today, what it costs for a home. People are house poor because the cost of housing is so high. I mean, it's crazy.
About $400,000 on the average, right around that number.
Yeah, and you know, mm-hmm. the funny thing is, if you adjust for inflation, you know, I don't like it when people compare prices to various different points in time, because you have to adjust for inflation, the cost mm-hmm. of money. It's still $200,000 more
mm-hmm.
than it was in 1980 if you put money at the same value. So it's crazy.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, Chris, perhaps by the time we're hanging our stockings by the chimney with care, we might have another Fed rate hike. They're saying they're going to pencil in another interest rate this year. Looks at least that's what we're hearing about. Is this fight inflation, or is this making it worse, or are they just disconnected, or what?
I'm not so sure whether or not they're going to raise. I like I said, it's like, you know, you're playing roulette at this point in time. I don't know what good it's going to do at this point in time. Another quarter point rate hike. I highly doubt it. I really do, because again, even if they do, I think they're going to have to really bring rates down quickly next year, because we're going to hit a wall when it comes to the economy, and not to mention the fact the amount of borrowing that the government has to do at these higher rates. They're going to have to break at some point in time. So, you know, we shall see. I haven't bought into the fact that they're going to, you know, continue to raise rates. I think right now it's a lot of jawboning. But again, you know, that's the key. So everybody needs to understand is that you're trying to trade the markets and whatnot based upon this is just stupid.
Well, you know, another old adage was, I sold my soul to the company store. It should be a song, I think. But, Chris, we understand in Chicago, the mayor, Brandon Johnson, announced last week that his administration is looking at the idea of city-owned grocery stores, because, of course, you've had Walmart, Whole Foods close up from there, and they want to promote equitable access to food. So we might have city-owned grocery stores. Is that ever a good idea?
It's going to lose a fortune. I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, again, they can open one up and then we'll just, you know, the taxpayers will lose a fortune. Anybody who knows anything about business, you know, restaurants and groceries are very difficult businesses in regards to, you know, cutting costs and keeping your costs low, because it's a penny pinching business is what it is. And government's not good at that. I mean, you think the city of Chicago is going to be good at that? It's going to lose a fortune. I mean, they're gonna lose an ungodly sum of money because it's government. And again, if that's the, you know, taxpayers in Chicago, they voted for this guy. I at this point in time, I don't care. You know, certain areas, they're gonna have to just fail. And it's gonna get worse instead of better if you continue to vote the way you do.
But one of the reasons these things closed up anyway, right, is because just like in San Francisco, let's say, it's because of the crime and the destabilization of society that we're letting happen right before our very eyes in so many cases.
But this is by choice. And San Francisco's been going downhill for a very long period of time. Like I said, it's gotten parabolic over the past 2 years, but, you know, you continue to vote the way you do, they're going to still vote for Pelosi. They'll still vote for, you know, some left of center mayor, some Soros, DA. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I could care less. I mean, I'm not going to San Francisco. You couldn't pay me to go there. And that's the reality. So, you know, this is, we live in a big country. Thomas Jefferson talked about, you know, states being their own little laboratories where, you know, they can try out various different experiments. Well, you know, you choose to live there, you choose to live there.
Well, indeed. And, you know, you mentioned housing just earlier. Well, we saw a story earlier today as well that says that millennials now are feeling that they missed a golden opportunity to buy a home because the key mortgage rate reached some 7.18% over the past week. So do you think there's going to be a generation of people almost that just aren't going to get on that train of getting of home ownership?
I think, you know, some are missing out. Some are getting down to help, having their family help them out with down payments. What I'm also seeing a lot of is that, you know, you have to live somewhere. You know, we're not bats, can't hang from trees. And I'm unfortunately seeing a lot of people really overextend themselves, in many respects, you know, in regards to, you know, the being house poor. And, you know, that's something, you know, it's difficult. But again, rents are high too. Not a good situation right now when it comes to this. It really isn't.
And kind of finally, what's your take, what's your prediction, if we can put you on the spot? What do you think is going to happen with the UAW? Are they going to come to any conclusion soon, or are they just too far apart at this point?
I'm not so sure. In my opinion, their demands are completely, you know, ridiculous, unrealistic. You know, this is part of the moral hazard that we took on going back to the auto bailouts. And again, I called it back then. I said, you wait and see, you know, they're going to bail out these companies. Taxpayers lost over $10 billion on the auto bailouts. And we were told by Bush and we were told by Obama that we had to do it, which we didn't have to do. It was nonsensical. Somebody would have bought up the, you know, the various different companies and run them the right way. But no, we had to bail them out. And the UAW is counting on that. You know, they're going to get whatever contract they got. It's going to bankrupt the company, and the taxpayers have to bail it out.
All right, Mr. Chris, here comes the music. We got a bailout for today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got excellent.
Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com for the website. Kyle Warren will be right back with me, and Frank Salvato, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.